Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
So there we've just heard Shirley Collins from almost 40 years ago, probably, or more than that, which was the last time she did an album. She's got a new one out. She's back. I know nothing. So Melita Dennett is here to give me the beginner's guide to Shirley Collins.
Well,
so,
how long have we got?
Well,
not long.
No.
It's going to be potted. It's a fan's eye view.
So fan's eye view, who is she and where has she been for the past 40 years?
That's a very good question. She's not been anywhere. She's still been here, but she was working in Brighton Job Centre after she was unable to sing anymore. She had an emotional, I don't know what you call it really, but a severe emotional reaction to being treated rather badly, and it stopped her from singing for the last 30 years or so. So I mean, it's a big deal. The thing about Shirley Collins is, in the pantheon of British folk music, she is the goddess right up there. I mean, her work goes back to the 50s, 60s and 70s, and she is absolutely a classic, quintessential British folk voice. And she's very important because she preserved a lot of folk song as well, a lot of Sussex folk song. I mean, she's a Sussex gal through and through, Hastings born, and been living in Brighton. She now lives in Lewes, so she's very much connected to kind of Sussex folklore, the Sussex countryside.
But isn't she also influenced slightly by folk singers of the US, and she did some studying over there in the 50s or 60s?
Absolutely, yes. In 1959, I think it was, she went off with musical ethnographer Alan Lomax to record sounds and singers from around America. And she's written an amazing book, America Over the Water. So if you're interested in the kind of American folk song of that period, then definitely do check that book out. She's absolutely phenomenal in terms of her collection of folk songs and just her place as a preserver of folk songs within British folk history.
But she's back with a new album, so what are we expecting from Lodestar, and what her performance at the Dome on Sunday?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, she's an octogenarian, you know, and this is her first time, her first album in 30 years. So that is a kind of big deal, really.
Will there be lots of cardigans at the Dome?
Oh, probably, and beards as well. I'll make sure I wear both of mine. It is a big deal because she is here back after 30 years, her first album. And she's, obviously her voice has changed. And she had, in her younger days, you know, a very, very clear, unmannered British folk voice. She still has that. But obviously, you know, it's ripened and matured with age. But I think, you know, there is a deal as well about an octogenarian getting up on stage in front of hundreds of people, touring this album and getting back on the boards again. You know, it must be pretty difficult if you've not actually trod the stage for 30 years or so. And I went to an 80th birthday celebration of her in the South Bank 2 years ago now, and to hear her singing again was absolutely phenomenal. But you know, the love that there is for Shirley Collins, just as this living legend, I think, you know, it knows no bounds.
So she's a folk legend. Would you also see her as being a sort of storytelling legend, which fits in obviously with the everyday epic theme of the festival?
I hadn't even thought of that and how she fitted in with the theme, but I think you're absolutely spot on, because let's face it, I mean, these folk songs are storytelling, and that's the nature of what folk music is actually all about. I think it's very interesting as well, thinking back to the kind of the 50s and 60s when folk music was very much on a par with rock music, and people could quite happily kind of move between the two genres and have the two genres sat alongside each other. Now we tend to see folk music as something in a kind of slightly separate box, I think, and maybe the focus now is much more on its value as a storytelling genre. But no, absolutely, she's one of the finest British storytellers.
Well, let's have a taste of her again. So what would you recommend from Lodestar, the new album, which is what I believe she's performing on Sunday? What any particular recommendations?
Well, let's have this one. Let's have Cruel Lincoln from Lodestar.
Said the Lord to his lady, his blood.
Shirley Collins there with a track taken from her new Lodestar album. And Shirley, with an array of Morris dancers and visuals, will be at the Dome on Sunday evening. Cardigans are optional. And for the record, I love a cardigan.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.